This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Everybody who's anybody in the rarefied world of high fashion is in New York City. Fashion Week is once again upon us. And that's fine. Runways, parties, air kisses, and all that. But every now and then, a little history can be helpful. Provide a little context for what's right in front of you. Maureen Callahan provides some of that in her new book. It's called Champagne Supernovas, Kate Moss, Marc Jacobs, Alexander McQueen, and the 90s Renegades Who Remade Fashion. Maureen, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much, Kai.
Why did you pick these three people to anchor this book?
These three individuals, Kate Moss, Marc Jacobs, and Alexander McQueen, epitomized the revolution that took place in the 90s in fashion, and they remain as culturally relevant today as they were 20 years ago.
The odd one out of these three, it seemed to me, was Marc Jacobs, right? I mean, by the time this book starts, he's already won a big fashion award. He's the VP at Perry Ellis, right? The big, mm-hmm. the big fashion house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to me he needs much of a boost, and yet he engineers a lot of the grunge and a lot of the move toward sort of that kind of fashion.
You know, it's interesting because I agree with you on the surface of it. It does seem as though Marc Jacobs is the odd one out. Mm-hmm. It's easy to see why. I mean, he is the most famous, impactful, influential American designer, I think, ever. But he, like Kate and McQueen, has a dark origin story. The Grunge Collection, which today is rightly regarded as the most seminal American collection of the 1990s, was at the time a colossal failure. The critics loathed it. The buyers did not know what to do with it. The editors hated it. And the girls he was designing for thought it was a highly cynical co-option of their authentic organic culture. They thought Marc Jacobs killed it.
You know, it's interesting because you say at some point in this book, early on, actually, you talk about what rock and roll was to the 50s, drugs to the 60s, film to the 70s, and modern art to the 80s, fashion was to the 90s. So what is fashion today going to be to the early 2010s?
Well, I think what you see now, and again, this is really a legacy of the 90s, is a democratization of fashion that's unprecedented. A lot of that does have to do with technology. You know, the idea that you can go to H&M and buy something days after it was shown on a high fashion runway for a fraction of the price,
yeah,
and then throw it away when it's no longer on trend. But you also have the rise of street style blogs, and you have the idea that any girl on the street can be shot by a photographer, put up online, and that can be an aspirational image for anyone. So fashion now is far more open than it ever has been. Bloggers are seated front row at shows alongside Anna Wintour.
For all that accessibility, though, the high-end stuff, and this is true of all things in all times, the high-end stuff is still really high-end and out of reach for, you know, 90-plus percent of the population.
It absolutely is. But say you see a piece in Vogue that you really would love, but it's that or your rent, you know. you wait. You wait 2-3 weeks. Some high street chain, whether it be Zara or Topshop or H&M, they're knocking it off. And you can have it. You can buy it. You can buy it for a fraction of the price.
2-3 weeks? That speed? That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it becomes this really poisonous feedback loop because now high-end designers, the pressure on them to keep producing is incredible for exactly this reason. You really just have to create newer and more product to convince women that they absolutely need to buy this to be on trend. Mm. And, you know, every designer worth their salt, from Marc Jacobs to Tom Ford to Nicolas Ghesquiere, who's just taken over for Marc Jacobs, has said that the production schedule is crazy and completely inhuman and unnecessary.
It's a book called Champagne Supernovas by Maureen Callahan. Maureen, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Kai.